You are listening to the Culture Coach Podcast. This is the place where CEOs and people-first leaders come to boost productivity, extinguish burnout, and cultivate a vibrant culture that reflects a fully integrated mission, vision, and core values. Get ready to take your culture to the next level. I am your host, Wendy Brand. Welcome back to the Culture Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Brand. Thank you so much for joining me again, or if this is your first time, thanks for checking in. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today is a solo episode, and I'm going to get into a bit of a personal story that may resonate with you, or at least some of you. Before I do that, I want to add a little context, and because, you know, this is the Culture Coach Podcast, and sometimes I straddle the fence of being a podcast about creating an intentional culture, how you do that, how, you know, what are the steps inside the organization. I share my core culture framework, but sometimes I share leadership tips. And as you know, my mission is to help organizations create an environment where their employees can thrive and their bottom line also thrives. Those profits rise, right? But at the end of the day, you are the organization, your leadership, and honestly, your holistic approach to the way you work and the way you lead your team. It's nuanced. You're a human being responsible for not just your own work, but the work that you, that your own team delivers. So not just your work, but the work of your team, the people that you lead. And if you're high enough up in your organization, you likely don't get much support from your leader. If you even have a leader, if you're a founder, CEO, you may have a board that you report to. If you're in an executive position, if the CEO is your leader, sometimes you don't get those one-on-ones. And so because I care so much about how organizations treat their people, I care about how you take care of yourself, how you treat yourself, because I believe that it's a direct reflection of how you then treat your employees. And there's a moment in leadership that doesn't get talked about often enough. We talk about burnout, and it's really important to talk about that. And I have a whole framework that I use to work with organizations to help their employees not burn out or to identify when they could be burning out. But there's another thing that I would say, I wouldn't label it as a failure in leadership or a breakdown and not burnout, maybe not yet. It's that in-between phase. It's that moment when your leadership no longer fits who you're meant to become. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean that sometimes we sacrifice who we're wanting to become for our work. It probably doesn't start out that way. The work that we're doing probably is in some way intentionally we're trying to get to who we want to become through the work we do. But sometimes things get off track. And from the outside, everything looks fine. You're performing, you're capable, you're trusted. But internally, something feels off. You can't quite name it, but you know it. And if you've been there, you know how unsettling that feeling can be. Well, today's episode is for those leaders of you who are in this in-between space, the ones who are succeeding, but not aligned. You're growing, but you don't feel grounded, and you're carrying responsibility while quietly losing yourself or maybe losing your direction. And I can speak to this because I've experienced this in my over 30-year career, over 30 years of working. It's probably been, I mean, it's over 30 years that I've been working now. But in this career of mine, I have experienced this in-between phase at least twice. I mean, two times that have significantly impacted me so much that I remember being in this phase. And so I want to share a story from my own leadership journey, because I see so many women standing right where I once stood. And maybe men, maybe some of you are also experiencing this, but as a woman, I think our experience is a little bit different. And so that's what I'm able to relate to. But hopefully this relates, you know, with you, whether you're male or female. But there was a point in my career when I was leading a large several teams, which compiled a department of frontline employees, over 100 employees. And I've mentioned this before, right? I've always been driven. I've always been ambitious. I also always genuinely care about my people. And I kept raising my hand in this role for more and more responsibility. And I was rewarded for that. Promotions, bigger scope, more pressure. And from the outside, it probably looked like momentum in my career. But on the inside, something wasn't settling right with me. My values, the way that I believed people should be led, the way I wanted to show up as a leader, were misaligned with the organization that I was in. Now, instead of listening to that friction, I tried to outwork it. I told myself, if I just get better in this one area, if I just adapt to the way that they want me to work, if I just meet the expectations more efficiently, I worked longer hours, I began sacrificing more and more of my personal time away from my family, away from my friends. And that wasn't anything new. I mean, honestly, I have always worked a lot. I enjoy working, but something felt different this time, almost like something I couldn't get a handle on. And somewhere along the way, my leadership stopped feeling like mine. It became performance of what the organization needed me to be, and it felt less authentic to the leader that I had been in the past. And I'll tell you that internal friction, unfortunately, it doesn't stay internal for long. For me, that chapter became the weakest moment of my leadership, not because I didn't care, but because I wasn't aligned and I wasn't setting boundaries. I wasn't protecting my energy. I wasn't modeling the kind of leadership that I actually believed in. But it wasn't intentional. Like, it wasn't like I just, you know, at the time I was so in it. I couldn't put my finger on it. But the pressure I felt, I pushed it down, and I pushed it down on my team, not intentionally, not maliciously, but that misalignment has a way of leaking into the way I spoke, into my tone, into the expectations that I set, into my patience. And eventually it showed up in my body. I've talked about this before, developed health issues, exhaustion, and technical burnout. When I look back on that time, I think what hurt the most was that it wasn't just that I was struggling, but it was realizing how far I had drifted from the leader that I wanted to be. I've always been, I feel like, an empathetic leader, one who could lead people and strategy, one who modeled boundaries. But in trying to become what the organization needed, I lost sight of what I needed and who I was becoming, who I wanted to become. The whole reason I had been working, right? The whole reason I had been on this career trajectory was who I wanted to become. But then there was this misalignment and it started to slip. Now, I don't think of that as failure. It was information. It was data that I collected. And it was telling me that this version of success no longer fit for me. Now, many high-capacity, high-achieving women hit this moment, not because they're weak, not because they aren't skilled or they're not hustling hard enough, but because it's time to evolve. And when you don't pause to recalibrate, the risk is that you don't just burn out, but you begin leading from misalignment. And that's the most exhausting place to lead from. And it's the least authentic place to lead from. And as someone who cares about you and your success, and someone who cares about the teams that you lead and their success, I want to share some feedback that I wish I would have received. So if you're listening and you're thinking, this sounds familiar, this resonates, and if you've noticed that you're maybe more reactive than you used to be, or things feel heavier, like you're carrying more weight than feels sustainable, if you feel like you've lost clarity about what you actually want, and that was a big one for me. I found myself not having clarity about what I wanted. Or if you feel successful, but you just feel completely disconnected. I want you to hear this. You're not broken. You're not failing. You may simply be outgrowing an old version of yourself. And the work now isn't about pushing harder. It's the opposite of that. And that's something that I've had to learn the hard way. It's about getting realignment. It's about asking, what kind of leader do I want to be now? That way of leading worked before, but something's changed. And you need to ask yourself, what kind of leader do you want to be now? What are you tolerating that could be costing you your health, your energy, or even your integrity? And what have you stopped honoring as your own boundaries? What have you let slip? What have you let slide that you know you need to get clear on or realign? If you've read my newsletter or Substack articles, you may recall the phrase that came to me. I shared kind of my New Year's Eve planning, and the phrase that came to me for 2026 is soften and serve. And this is exactly why I'm creating this episode and why I've created a program called the Aligned Leader Collective. It's not for leaders who need fixing, but for women who are capable, accomplished, and you're standing at a threshold. You know something is shifting. You want to lead with clarity instead of pressure. And you want to become a healthier version of yourself, not just more productive. Because I experienced this myself and I have made the changes necessary. And what I want to emphasize here is that I don't believe that you need to leave corporate. It's the opposite. My mission is to help women that want to stay in corporate, but just finding a different way to lead, realigning with yourself, remembering what's important, remembering your why, making sure you're aligned, and then leading from that space of authenticity. Now, inside the collective, we slow this moment down. We create space to reflect. We rebuild alignment internally first and then externally. There's group coaching calls, it's a community, and it is a very special space. It also includes 2 full-day retreats where we do strategy, where we do individual personal realignment, and not just professionally, but personally. One of my dear, dear friends, Julie Habelman, owns Noble Tones. She is a sound bath meditation expert, and she'll be coming in to some of these calls to provide mindfulness practices that you can use and take back with you. So if you feel like you're in that in-between space, the one that I've just described, if this episode felt like it was speaking directly to you, then I invite you to come learn more. The doors are open for a short time longer, and I'd love to walk this next chapter with you intentionally. If you haven't checked it out yet, go to culturecoachwendy.com/align to sign up for the information session and learn more. Your leadership doesn't have to break when it stops fitting. You just need to evolve it. And sometimes the bravest thing you can do is to stop becoming what's expected of you and start becoming who you truly are. That's it for this episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. Share it with a friend if you feel like you know someone that would benefit from hearing this. Thank you for spending this time with me, and I'll see you next week.